The numbers look good, and the economy here is growing again, albeit slowly and painfully. Unemployment has dropped by a stunning 7 points to 20%, and investors are increasingly exploring projects to sink their money into this sun-soaked country. A glimpse beyond Greece's flowchart is ever more telling these days. As I walk through the country's once financially ravaged capital, cafes are now bustling. Tourism is booming, and there's a snazzy, jazzy feel of innovative startup companies, businesses and eateries popping up on almost every corner. Keen to capitalize on the momentum, the government is planning a national fiesta, as it's being called, to celebrate a momentous milestone next month, the end of 8 exhausting years of austerity and rescue loans. But hold the confetti. Beneath all the happy figures and the vibrant graffiti scrawled on the walls of this ancient capital that's emerging from the wreckage of the continent's worst financial collapse, lies serious discontent, anger, and a bruised national ego. If opinion polls in fact are to be believed, then most Greeks want to throw Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his radical leftist Syriza party out of power. All this talk about a recovery has them laughing and sneering at the government's optimism. They instead point to mountains of unpaid bills, rising taxes, salary cuts, and worst yet, youth unemployment of over 40%. That last bit is bleeding out Greece's future. Nearly 500,000 Greeks, most of whom young, talented, and well-educated professionals, have fled the country to more than 60 other nations worldwide, marking the biggest brain drain in an advanced economy in modern time. And as if that were not enough, now comes an even nastier blow. Despite Greece's signs of financial improvement, studies show that Greek expats have no intention of coming back home ever. I called some of these people in London, Berlin, and Dubai, and they all felt their country had simply dried up of any hope, dream, and aspiration. They felt no resentment for their exile, but at the same time refused to look back. According to the recent survey, half of those questioned said they would only start to consider the prospect of returning if guaranteed similar salaries and working conditions as enjoyed abroad. That's unlikely for decades to come. Anthikara Savva, DW, Athens.